Carter, who joins us now. Hank, I appreciate you taking the time. I know you just came off the practice field, and I would guess you were feeling really good about the way Hudson was playing in the second half of that West Virginia game until the leg injury.
Yeah, I was. He finally got to play there with some rhythm, and unfortunately got banged up. So hopefully it's nothing too serious. But, yeah, he really started to play well and settle in.
Well, your team obviously has played well and has settled in as well. Let me get your thoughts on looking back at what have been, two very impressive playoff victories so far as you head for the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I'm very proud of our kids. I think that we started fast the other night. East Central had, a collection of skilled players as good as anybody we had played so far throughout the season. And, first snap of the game defensively, we get a turnover and a touchdown. And I think they really just didn't look back. I was impressed by the way we ran the ball. They have a East Central played a really heavy box, and so they were man coverage and just really forcing you to throw it. So we were able to get make some big plays there in the passing game as well. Caleb Burton and Trinette Estes, especially Trinette there, had some really timely plays when we really needed some third down conversions. And, we're able to get a big win, got a chance to move on to round three.
Hank, you mentioned that defensive play on the first play from scrimmage, and we had the highlights. I saw the highlights of that. That's a moment that energizes not only your defense but the entire football team when you get something like that quickly in a game, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you can't really start any better for us than doing something like that. We had pinned them deep. Our special team started out, had a really good coverage of the kickoff. And then first snap, Trey Dorsett pressures the quarterback. He goes to throw the ball a little quicker than he wanted to, dropped it on the ground. And then Marcus Boswell, first start ever as a varsity player, was able to recover the fumble for a touchdown. So that's about as good as you could start.
Yeah, I sort of say, as a coach, you like that. Here's a guy that is making his first start that comes up with a play that quickly in a football game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that helped him settle in, too. And, obviously he was excited, as was our entire team. I do think it's demoralizing. It's really crushing to the other team as well whenever you start like that. And we were just able to keep the ball rolling afterwards.
Visiting with Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers here on Light the Tower. Craig Wake, Snoop Danny with a question for the coach.
Coach, Marcus Boswell is going to be a beast, by the way. But I do want to talk about Trey Dorsett because he got hurt like the first game of his sophomore year. But now he's dominating. He's getting all the playing time. Can you kind of talk about his journey to this point?
Yeah, it seems like forever ago, but Trey did get injured sophomore year early on, missed that entire season with an ACL. Came back last year, but as oftentimes you'll see, it really takes at least a full year to really for an athlete to get back to him or herself as far as just being explosive and really just mentally trusting it. But I thought Trey finished up last season pretty well. But this year, I think it's just another level of confidence, his maturity, and just he's playing really, really fast and aggressive. And to be honest, I mean, I spent a lot of time with those defensive line guys, and we didn't play well in our last regular season ball game. And I've been very proud in how they've responded in the playoffs. And I think that if he and Max and the D-tackles play like that, it's going to be pretty tough for people moving forward against us.
I think you just answered my next question, Hank, and I was going to ask you, what area of your football team do you feel has made the most progress as the season has progressed? And you said certainly at least since the end of the regular season, what your defensive line has showed.
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought, and again, I'm very critical, especially of the defensive kids, because those are the guys I work with the most. But this was really, the kids have finally proved this right. We thought that our defensive front should be one of the strongest points of our program. And I think that we've shown flashes of it early. But really, especially, again, when we played Westlake, credit to them, but we did not play well. We did some things that are uncharacteristic of our kids. And I'm glad to see them shake that off. And I think that if we play fast and physical, we've got a rotation of 7 or 8, 9 guys. Whenever we are playing our game and focusing on the things that we can control, then we're going to be tough to beat. So I'm very proud of them. But I would also say probably our wide receiving core. Early on in the season, I was getting asked a lot of questions about all the drops and what are we going to do? Are we going to find some balance in our wide receivers? And what's the matter with Lake Travis passing game? And I haven't had any of those questions in a while. So that means those guys have really stepped up. And I've been impressed with just the collection of that group, the way that they're playing. and we're going to need them down the stretch.
Visiting with Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers here on Light the Tower on the Horn. Okay, Hank, on to round three of the playoffs now. Now, help me out with my memory. You know, people say, oh, yeah, I know this and that about high school football, but you, this is one I'm drawing a blank on. So tell me if this has happened. Have you had a team play a team in the playoffs from Laredo before?
No, I don't believe we have. We have faced Laredo schools in baseball, and we've gotten close to playing them in football, but this is the first time that we have faced a Laredo team. It's not the first time we've played at Alamo Stadium. We've got some memorable games there, but this is the first time we're facing Laredo United South. And yeah, anybody from the school district there in Laredo, this is our first matchup.
Well, good. I'm glad to know my mind hadn't completely gone. I couldn't remember the Cavs ever matching up because a lot of folks don't pay that much attention. I'll be honest. Now, people know about Valley schools, and it's commonly referred to around here as Valley Week, third round of the playoffs, playing someone from down there in Edinburgh or McAllen or wherever, those places. But Laredo's further up the Rio Grande, and to be quite honest, they haven't been that competitive in the playoffs of the past few years, but this Laredo United South team did win its district. They won District 30. They went 6-0 in their district. They're 9-3 overall. What's your take on this ball club when you look at them?
Well, I'm impressed by them. You know, they played Harlingen and they won last week to advance to this round. But Harlingen was a team they had played earlier in the season, and Harlingen had beat them pretty soundly. And so then in the rematch, it was just the opposite. Laredo United South came out and really controlled the game and came away with a pretty dominant win. They're playing their best football that they have all season. Coach Koss has done a great job of putting their playmakers in space and creating opportunities. They're very unique in what they do offensively. They do a lot of empty and cluster formations, and they'll do it into the short side of the field. And I mean, it's smart. The things they're doing, they're very creative in getting their playmakers the ball in space. And defensively, it's going to be a little bit more of a traditional defensive scheme compared to what we saw a week ago. East Central was very unique, and everybody grab a man and just pack the box. These guys will give us a few more looks. They probably don't have quite the athleticism across the board, but their defensive system is probably a little bit deeper in the things that we're going to see. And so they're playing really well. You know, we expect them to come out and give us our best shot.
Final question here, Hank. It's kind of an in-between thing. I mean, it's a 2 o'clock game. So what time on a game day when you travel, even though it's only 80 miles down the road to the rock pile there, you know, the organization of your group, I know, has been really good in the past for road second, third, fourth round playoff games. I guess you're counting on everybody being on the mark again this week to work it.
Yeah, it's working out perfect, to be honest with you. So we have all week off of school. The kids get to worry about football and hanging out with family, and they're not having to worry about class. So we're able to get a Friday afternoon game, which is what we love. Playing on a Saturday Thanksgiving week really just makes it a long week. And anytime we can play a playoff game in the afternoon, there's really nothing better than that. You get an opportunity. We'll get the kids up to the school the same time we typically would for a Friday game, only instead of them going to class all day and then coming back getting ready for a game, we'll go right into our meetings and we'll get on the charters and we'll go over there and play a game. And then, too, we're not going to be out real, real late. You know, one of the things about Friday night games is the coaching staff will get home and grade the video and really try to put some of that game to bed, and it just, you know, it's a late night. So we'll get a little bit more rest. The coaching staff, the kids should be rested, and we get to stay on a pretty normal routine from what time we get the kids up there. So we're looking forward to it. Don't know what the weather will be like. I think it's going to be a little bit chilly. Seems like every time we go over to Alamo Stadium, there's a little bit of a funky weather pattern. So I would expect nothing different.
Hopefully we won't have thunderstorms like you had against Katy. But, hey, it worked out. You ended up beating them. So that's the way that works. Hank, we appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck to you. We look forward to having the broadcast. We'll look forward to visiting again next week. Best of luck this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers.